what is happening in the world of technology, and more importantly, how will it impact you and the people that you interact with on a daily basis? I especially love to explore technology in this way because it also just gives insight on how we will be in the future interacting and socializing with one another. And I think I can even also dare to say how we'll be doing relationships with one another. Ah, the future sometimes is exciting, but often quite scary. So if you remember, a while ago, we had a conversation about how Microsoft is looking to take the Android apps and have them available and operate and function smoothly on Windows. This has been an effort by Microsoft for the past, I think it's been between 5 to 7 years that they've been trying to do this. And they did this by using Amazon. So you'd have to have an Amazon account and in order, not subscription, but just an Amazon account in order for you to access these apps on Windows. For me personally, I thought that was a terrible approach because we all know that everyone has a Google account or a Google email. And of course, Google is a competitor of Microsoft. So even though Microsoft has been trying to get these Android apps functioning and working smoothly, and I mean, you might be asking yourself, why is that even an important thing? Because integration has been proven by Apple. Integrating your software, your apps, making sure that what works on the iPhone works on the MacBook or the iMac is a very, very important thing. In fact, even going to as far as making sure that whatever works on a user's phone also works in their vehicle or whatever car they drive is a very, very important thing. It's very lucrative. It turns out human beings actually love integration. Human beings love being able to take whatever they're using in their personal device and make sure that it works on all their personal devices seamlessly. Being able to transfer a document or a file or a movie from this to this device seamlessly, even your TV. I mean, I recently just bought a Chromecast, and I can tell you now that the ability of the Chromecast to just use Android apps, a lot of Android apps, seamlessly is magic. So Google actually recently also attacked Microsoft on that and released a software that enables you to use a lot of Google supported apps. Those are on the Play Store on Windows, which means Windows is competing on their own platform with Google, who owns a lot of these, or not owns per se, but basically owns the store that runs a lot of these apps. So it's very hard to compete with that. But the point I was getting at is the fact that Microsoft is officially giving up on that idea. Another thing I want to get into is the fact that Apple seems to be losing the market in China. And you won't believe to which brand, right? Of all brands, they're losing to Huawei of all brands. It turns out that while we were busy worrying about the lockdown, about Huawei being banned from the United States, Huawei has been slowly in the workshop building and reinforcing its software and making sure that it works for the native Chinese people. And this is incredibly, incredibly inspiring. And it really says a lot about all the powerful countries that are able to sanction other countries and companies from other countries. That if you sanction a company, doesn't mean that you've killed it. Huawei is making a comeback. The only thing that they're unable to do right now is just employ Google services in order to be relevant to other markets. And I think that's just a matter of time, personally, anyways. We'll see how that unfolds as time goes on. But what are your thoughts? What are your predictions on this? For me personally, I think there will come a time where the Google Play Store and the Apple Store is not as relevant as they are right now, or they're not as monopolistic as they are right now. And I do agree that Google Play Store is less monopolistic as when compared to the Apple Store, but the EU has done a wonderful job at challenging these companies to stop being so monopolistic and start inviting and enabling other companies and other people to play within the markets that they have dominated. So it does give you a lot to think about the shifts that are happening in the world of tech, and how that might affect you as an individual, right? Because here's a simple example. If Huawei comes and becomes a juggernaut again in Africa, that means we have yet another option of phones to buy, which means the Samsungs of the world don't, we don't have to bow to them. Why? Because we have options.
The tech impact of the show. Let's have a look what's happening in the tech side of things. Interesting. Two things happened. Two main big things happened. First of all, we see that the undersea cables with regards that connect South Africa and parts of Europe with America has been damaged. So you would have experienced a major technical outage. If you have experienced a major technical or internet outage, it's because of the damage to these cables. They actually, I don't know if they can burst properly because I think it's fiber. I don't think it's actual copper. I can't imagine that it should be copper, right? And these cables were busted up, and that meant that we could not connect to the network. If you make use of Microsoft or Teams or the online platform of Microsoft, what's it called, 365, you would have experienced yesterday afternoon about 2.5 to 3 hours with no internet connectivity. The second thing that I want to share to you that's been made public this week is the absolute lack of fiber connectivity in South Africa. We see various companies coming to light and installing fiber. We know, of course, of OpenServe and Frogfoot and Eurotel and Liquid Telecoms. But the sad thing is that these guys then purchase sort of a sole ownership or sole proprietorship to provide fiber in a specific area. So when you live in a certain area, we've got one here not close to my house, which is Cyber South or something is the company's name. And they bought from Telkom the sole providership for a suburb, meaning that no other guys could install fiber there. And I don't know how that works. But now people see that, oh, Cyber South is there, so we're not going to install fiber there. Which means that you don't have relative competition. You don't have healthy business competition, which would then have a price war. If we can have a price war, that's the best thing that can happen with regards to fiber. We see that now with MTN and Vodacom. They've had a certain data price war with regards to the cost of data being made public with regards to other areas of Africa. Now you can buy, you can purchase data for a lot less than what you could have a while ago. Due to the price war going on, MTN wants to be cheaper and say that they take better care of their consumers. Vodacom wants to be cheaper, so they want to take better care of their consumers. And now all of a sudden you're sitting and you can buy 500 gigs or something on MTN. In my personal case, I buy about 400, 500 gigs a month for the amount of 350 Rand. I remember not too long ago I had to buy 1 gig for 180 Rand. So that's the price war coming up. The second thing, that's a very sad thing. The second thing that's also very sad is the price of the PlayStation 5 or the PS5 Slimline has been released in South Africa. And it looks like you still need to cough up quite a big amount of Madibas to get the thing, to purchase a PS5 now currently in South Africa. The Slimline, you are looking at about 12,000 rands. How many is that? That's 120 purple Madibas, if I'm not mistaken. It's my, 120, yes, there we go, 120 Madibas. That's a lot to get the PlayStation 5 Slimline. And then you need to bear in mind, if you don't have a 4K or 8K or ultra-high definition TV, there's no point in actually purchasing the PlayStation 5 because it wouldn't look like the games that you want to play. Then you need to add to that the fact that the games obviously cost about 1,500 Rand. Now, you can subscribe to the PlayStation service, which is act quite often, so that obviously freaks me out. But you can purchase the subscribe to the PlayStation store. But again, a lot of consumers have noticed that a lot of games are being taken off of the PlayStation store. So, Sony, we as the consumers ask the question, are you really taking care of us? Or are you not? Because it doesn't seem like you want the best for the consumer. You obviously just want the best for yourself.